Coming up, Gisu is taking us to Bushehr, a lively trading port running along the coastal region of the Persian Gulf.
I've been preoccupied for a while to find out how far Iran has come over the past 34 years, as far as industry is concerned. And my quest has taken me here, to the southern port city of Bushehr, where Sadra gives us this.
پروژه حاضر در واقع از نوع کشتی‌های افراماکس هست به سفارش شرکت نفت ونزوئلا در جزیره صنعتی صدرا در بوشهر ساخته شده.
Although Aframaxes are considered medium-sized tankers, the traffic in sea routes and the fact that not all ports for offshore oil terminals can accommodate very large and ultra-large crude carriers, they've proven to be the most practical.
133 هزار تن ظرفیت باربری این کشتی هست که معادل 750 هزار بشکه نفت خام رو میتونه حمل بکنه. بزرگترین نوع کشتی هایی هست که در دریا میتونه حرکت بکنه و جابجایی نفت رو بین بنادر انجام بده. این کشتی دارای یک موتور 16800 کیلووات هست که میتونه سرعت معادل 16 گره دریایی رو در دریا برای این کشتی ایجاد بکنه.
meters long, 24 meters high. This is the biggest vessel ever built by Iranian engineers.
The immense size of this giant crude tanker is the first thing that strikes. And with absolutely no foreign trademarks and logos in sight, any Iranian swells with pride, knowing that their country is now among the few with the know-how and technical capability to produce advanced high-tech vessels. The engineers working on the project explained that the huge yellow gantry crane straddling the ship has played a major role in moving the project forward. Definitely the most important tool in the shipyard among the lifting equipment that will be used for building the next three Aframaxes, also ordered by Venezuela. From the top of the crane, 170 meters high, you can get a full view of the industrial island. The marine yard is dotted with offshore construction projects, including oil and gas platforms Sadra specializes in building.
نقشی که این یارد توی علل خصوص پارس جنوبی داشته توی ایران منحصر به فرده. به یه عبارت دیگه 70% آن چیزی که الان تو پارس جنوبی در حقیقت سکوها دارن تولید میکنن سهم سازه‌هایی که تو این یارد ساخته شده.
The skyline is in the grip of cranes moving back and forth, playing their part in the platform building frenzy. Offshore production platforms and wellhead platforms to be soon loaded out to South Pars gas field and Rishadat oil field. What caught my attention though was the flotels or floating hotels, living quarters that are used to accommodate workers during the construction and hookup phases. A motorboat cruise around Sadra Industrial Island gave me a better idea of the range and scope of the projects, while I also caught a glimpse of the PLB-132 pipelay barges and the FLB-124 floatover barges. As we cruised by the massive propeller and rudder, I couldn't help but wondering what marine drive system could generate the power for this immense vessel to move. Down in the engine room, everything is all set. The huge combustion engine burns both diesel oil and heavy fuel oil and is able to switch between the two. In the bridge, the sophisticated radar and positioning system and navigation equipment allow accurate control.
And the ship is ready to sail off to Venezuela.
Climbing to the top of the mast, I received the gift of a new perspective. I was able to see the big picture. Iran's shipbuilding industry as a strategic core for economic development, and a massive oil tanker studded with lights promising a bright future. Gisu Misha Ahmadi for Iran.